Treshir and Sechta, Krisis, Das Bidalit, and we begin on Das Yud Gimel on the base at the Mishnah at the bottom of the Omid. Says the Mishnah, Yesh Oichel Achil Achas. It's possible for somebody to just eat, to do one act of eating. The Chayom Allah, Abo Achatos, the Oshem Echot. A fool. That one act, he will be Chayif, four Kavan Chatas, and one Kavan Oshem. Tomei. If the person is Tamei, Shachal Chalif, he ate Chalif, Vahayu Noisim and Mugdoshim, and that Chalif was from Hegdish, it was from a carbon, that had become Noiser, and he ate it on Yom Kippur. So he's Chayif four carbon Chatos, one for somebody Tamei eating Kachim, also for eating Chalif, also for eating Noiser, and also for eating on Yom Kippur. And since it was kachim, and he used it, ate it for his own personal use, he will also be chayiv and asham mi'ilus. Tosfos asks that why doesn't the Mishnah include a case where the person made a shvua that he won't eat kachim, that he won't eat meat, and he violated the shvua. So we'll have another carbon that is chayif. So Tosfos answers, since when a person makes a shvua, he always has the ability to be matter nether. He has the ability to be matter that shvua. And therefore, that is not considered one of the averis listed in the Mishnah. Even though the question obviously arises. So too, as we've discussed many times, one could be shoyel on Hegdish. That even though he designated an animal as Hegdish, he could have that annulled. So why isn't that included? So then why is Kachim included? So Tosfos says that Kachim are not as easily annulled as regular Shvuah. And the way that Aruch HaNer explains Tosfos' answer is that a Shvuah, a regular Shvuah, one always has the ability to be Matan Neder. But animals that are Kachim, once the avoida is done with them, you can no longer be shoyl on that hegdish. And obviously, our Mishnah is speaking about an animal that it was already, the avoida was done. Otherwise, it could obviously not turn into nicer. Furthermore, the Mefarshim ask that why is there a chiv of Hashem Ne'ilis? Since this meat that we're speaking about is kachim, it is nicer, and noiser has no value. And the halach is, for example, if we have kachim which are chametz, and one would use them for his own needs on Pesach, the halach is there is no asham ilus because it has no value. So here too, since it has no value because it's kach, because it's noiser, why is there an issam ilah? So the Mefarshim draw a distinction between Kedushas Haguf and Kedushas Tamim. Yes, something that only has on it a Kedushas Tamim, so if it has no value, there will not be a Chiyuv Me'ila. On the other hand, something that has on it a Kedushas Haguf, even if it has no value, there still is an Issam Me'ila. Ramea says there's another Issam that one can be over in this situation. And that is M'hoyah Shabbos, if it was Shabbos for Yitzir B'Fiv, and he carried it out in his mouth. So he's Chayiv for carrying it on Shabbos. Amroloi, to which the Rabbanim say to Reb Meir, Eim and Hashem. Technically they're saying to Reb Meir, you are indeed correct, that this is another Issa that one can be over. However, this doesn't fall into the category, into the case that our Mishnah is speaking about. Our Mishnah is speaking about a case where a person could do numerous averis by eating. Our Mishnah is not focused on carrying. So the question is, how does Ramea defend himself? So Mefarshim respond that the way Ramea defends himself is that Ramea holds that what we know, as the first Mishnah of Masechet Shabbos teaches us, that carrying is a melacha gerua. That carrying, you're not chayiv unless you made an akira and hanocha. Where is the hanoch of our Mishnah? Says Rameya, the hanoch of our Mishnah is by swallowing the food. So since the entire Melechus Shabbos is accomplished through eating, because that is the hanocha, that's why the Mishnah indeed says that the Rameya says it indeed belongs in our Mishnah. So our Mishnah is obviously referring to a situation where one Isser could come upon another Isser. And the Gemara, and we know that throughout Shas, there's a question of Issachal al Isser or Ein Issachal al Isser. So ask the Gemara, name Isla Rameya. Is it our Mishnah Araya? Rameya holds Issachal al Isser. So Mefarshim asks, why is our Gemara focused on Rameya's opinion? So the reply, as I just said a moment ago, this issue of Issachal al Isser is an issue that we have many times throughout Shas. And it's a machlokes throughout Shas. But the Gemara's question is, never when we find the man the Omer who holds Issachal al Isser, did we ever find that it was Rameya's opinion. And now our Mishnah seems to clearly indicate that it is Rameya's opinion that Issachal al Isser. And therefore the Gemara is asking, is it indeed Rameya's opinion that Issachal al Isser? That's one way of understanding the Gemara's question. But then I saw another very nice pshat. The first four Isurim that are mentioned in our Mishnah, as we're about to begin learning, there are situations that even the opinion that holds Ein Issachal al Isser agree that in certain situations Issachal al Isser. And we're going to see that one of those situations that everybody agrees that Issachal al Isser is when the Surim come at the same time, when they come simultaneously. So they explain that the first four Isurim mentioned in our Mishnah could come Babas Achas. Why? Because let's say this piece of meat had all of these various Isurim, and the person who ate them was yet not Bar Mitzvah. And then he becomes Bar Mitzvah, so all four of these Isurim come at the exact same time. And when all of these Isurim come at the exact same time, certainly we subscribe to the concept of Issachal al Isser. And therefore, the Tanakham of our Mishnah is not locked into saying Issachal al Isser. He could agree that ain't Issachal al Isser. However, Rameyer has to be subscribing to the concept of Issachal al Isser. Because even if we'll say that all four of these Isurim came at the same moment when this person became Bar Mitzvah, but then the Mishnah continued according to Rameyer discussing a case that he then went and carried them out on Yom Kippur. That clearly is a situation of Issach. That clearly would be a situation of Issachal al Isser. And Rameya holds that Yuchayiv numerous chatos. Obviously, Rameya subscribes to the concept of Isser Chal al Isser. Now, before we go further, there's a very fundamental question that the Mefarshim debate. When we say this concept of Ein Issachal al Isser, how is it to be understood? Is it to be understood that the second Isser, because the first Isser is there, the second Isser can't be chal at all, can't be effective at all? Or are we to understand the concept of Ein Issachal al Isser? Of course, the second Isser is there. However, the guest can't be an einish. A punishment cannot be given for that second Isser. But certainly, there will be a concept that the second Isser is chal. What would be the nafkamina? The nafkamina would be, explained in Mefarshim, that let's say the first Isser were only an Isser Achila, and the second Isser is an Isser Hanah. So if we say that Ein Isser Chal al Isser teaches us that the second Isser is entirely not Chal, so this food would only remain Osir B'Achila, and it would not become Osir B'Hanah. But if we say that Ein Isser Chal al Isser only teaches us that there isn't a full-fledged Isser, but there is no Einish, but certainly there is an Isser, then if the second Isser is an Isser Hanah, then there would be an Issa Hano on this food. So our Gemara, our Mishnah, it seems, has Remeir holding, as we just finished explaining, that Issa Chal al Isser. Is that indeed true? Answers the Gemara, no. Nay, it could well be the Issa Chal al Isser Lesley. Remeir does not subscribe to the concept of Issa Chal al Isser. However, Issa Koyl Vissa Moisev Islay. There are gone in the case where the second Isser is an Isser Koyl, or in a case where the second Isser is an Isser Moisev, Remeir will agree that there we say Issa Chal al Isser. The definition of an Isser Koyl speaks to the person that if the second Isser brings more items that are offered to him, then we say Issa Chal al Isser. And Isser Moisev doesn't speak to the person, it speaks to the item. And if that item becomes more Isser, it extends the Isser of that very item, then we say Issa Chal al Isser. And by understanding the Gemara, we'll understand this concept of Issa Koyl and Issa Moisev Be'ezer Hashem better. And the Gemara explains itself. Parmi Koro, if the meat is a regular kosher piece of meat, le'os el b'chelev. So the chelev we know of such meat is also. Have le tamei, when the person became tamei, migi de osa b'chatichas atayrus. So now, not only can't he eat the chelev, but he can't eat any part of this animal. Itayrus b'inami suri lo de chelev. So the chelev also becomes Osir. This is an example of an Isser Koyl, because originally the person was only Osir in the Chalif. Now because of his Tumah, he can't eat the other pieces of meat as well, and therefore it took, since the Isser Tumah takes effect on the pieces of meat that were previously permitted to him, it also extends to the chelev, even though the chelev was already osur. Chelev mikara, furthermore, chelev is like osur ela b'chila. Agdashay, when you magdash it, miga the itoisa by isa da no, so now it has an isa ha no, itoisa by lega b'chelev, so since that isa ha no applies to the other pieces of meat, it applies to the pace of chelev as well. This is a case of a surmisif, because chelev is only normally osa b'achila. Now because it's hegdish, it's osa b'hanah as well. And that's why we say Issa Chal al Isser. Vakati, lehegihu osur, it was only osur for a person to eat of this meat, any of this meat, if he's tamei. Avol gvoy shori, it could have been put on the mizbeach. However, havle noiser, once it becomes noiser, miga di tois v'sur l'gab gvoya, once it became osur, even to the mizbeach, itoisus l'gabe hedjit, it becomes osur to the hedjit also. This is a case of osur moisif. Till now, the chelev was not allowed to be used for personal consumption, but could have been put on the mizbeach. Now that it can't even be put on the mizbeach, so it adds isurim to this piece of meat, and that's why it's considered a situation of Issa Moisif. Chalala Yom Kippurim, once Yom Kippur comes, Migudi Toysif by Issa Gabachulim, since the person now can't eat any food, it Toysif by Gabachulim, it also becomes, this also falls into Issa. This is a situation of an Issa Koilu, because we're looking from the person's perspective, since now he can't eat any other food, then this food also, even though it was previously osur, gets another isur. Ask the Gemara, V'nisni chamish chatos. Why is our Mishnah saying that in such a situation there's a potential to be over four isur chatos? There could have been a fifth one. V'nachal k'goyim da'och k'zayis pigel. Maybe at the same time he also ate a k'zayis pigel, for which there's a chiv chatos if you ate a b'shayi. Answers the Gemara, V'hada b'heim k'mayri. Amish is only speaking about one animal, not two animals. And this animal is noiser, not noiser. The same animal cannot be noiser and pigel. Because if it's noiser, that means it was a kosher carbon. It wasn't pigel. And if it's pigel, that means it got disqualified from its very inception. And if it got disqualified from its very inception, it cannot become pigel. Ask the Gemara, Alam Allah, why can't we say that in one carbon, we could have both an Issa Noiser and Issa Pigel? Mishkatzlo, because we can have a scenario, Kigar Shehela Eva Pigel Gab Mizbeach, where the carbon became pigel, and he put one of the organs of that animal on the Mizbeach, that the halach is the Paka Pigulamine. When you put an organ of such an animal on the Mizbeach, it loses its status of being pigel. And now, Babalei Noiser can become Noiser. The Kura'am Ula, as Ula teaches us, Kaimitz Pigel Shel Gabim Mizbeach, if you put a Kaimitz of Pigel on the Mizbeach, Paka Pigulmano, it loses its category of Pigel, and now it could be Noiser. Answers the Gemara, Be'eva Echad Kamairi, Ishtei Avarim Loi Kamairi. I'm just speaking about one limb. And either the limb is Pigel, or the limb is Noiser. The Noiser Pigel, Bechad Eva Loi Mishkachas Lo. Ask the Gemara, Alam Aloi, why are we saying that the same Aver cannot be Pigel and Noiser? Mishkachslo, we can't come up with such a situation. Kigon Shehela Aver Pigel Gavim Mizbeach. He put part of an Aver of a carbon which is Pigel on the Mizbeach. The Palge Anche Gavim Mizbeach. The part of it is on the Mizbeach. Or Palge, part of it, Mavroi the Mizbeach, is not on the Mizbeach. The Hud Mizbeach, the part that was placed on the Mizbeach, Paka Pigel will no longer be Pigel, and therefore could be Noiser, because as we just learned, Kram Ula, Kaimitz Pigel Shaela Gabba Mizbeah, if you put some Pigel on the Mizbeah, Paka Pigulmina, it loses its shame Pigel. And now, Bahavale Noiser, that part that was on the Mizbeah can become Noiser, and the part that wasn't on the Mizbeah remains Pigel. Amalei, so he says, Loi, this is not a possible, a halakhically sound answer. Because Iruba the Mizbeach, if most of this Aver is on the Mizbeach, Shadjla Mizbeach, then this Aver will no longer be Pigel, it could only be Noiser. The Ruba Devroy, and if most of this Aver is off the Mizbeach, Shadjla Vroy, and it remains Pigel, it cannot become Noiser. Ask the Gemara, if that's what we're saying, that we follow the Roiv, Tifshit the boy Rabbi Bechama, so should this not be an answer to question that Rabbi Bachama posed? Where Rabbi Bachama posed the question, Hoch beivarim acha roiv aloi, do we follow roiv by organs or not? And the Rishonim debate which question is being referred to. Rashi says that the Gemara is referring to a question that was posed in Masech Techula. We know that the firstborn male animal of a kosher animal, if it's the firstborn is a male, it's a bechor. And the halacha is that one may not make a mum, as we've learned many times, one may not make a blemish in a bechor. The Gemara there teaches us that once most of the bechor emerged from its mother's womb, it's considered born. The halacha, the question that the Gemara asks is that you have indeed roiv of the of this baby born, but the only reason you have roiv of the baby born is because to make up the majority of this baby, there was a small part of one of the aver of one of the limbs that emerged along with the rest of the baby. And the question is, the roiv of that aver did not come out, but does that bother us? But does that stop us from saying that it's considered as if roiv of the baby was born? Do we say that that small part of the aver goes along with the rest of the aver, which is still in its mother's womb, and therefore we don't have roiv of the bechor born? Or do we say that it goes together with the animal, with the baby, and we would have roiv of the baby? So here we see that we follow roiv. And since roiv of the aver is inside, will be considered that the entire Aver is inside and roiv of this baby has not yet been born. Tysus disagrees with Rashi, because Tysus says that the halacha there is has nothing to do with the behema. Here we're talking about, there we're talking about the baby, we're not talking about the aver. And the discussion of our Gemara is speaking about the aver. So Taisa says that the Gemara here is referring to a question that is discussed in Masechta Zvachim. That the halacha is that Avrim that are suspended over the Mizbeach, there's a question if they consider as if they were put on the Mizbeach or not. And the Gemara there discusses if most of the Aver is suspended over the Mizbeach, is that enough that it should be considered like it was on the Mizbeach or not? And here we're discussing a question about Aver, and do we follow the rule of an Aver? And therefore ask the Gemara, if our Gemara is saying that we follow the Raif, why isn't that an answer? Why can't our Gemara serve as an answer to the question? Ella, because so we see from here that Raif is not a factor. So we're back to our question. If Raif isn't a factor, why don't we say that part of the Aver is on the Mizbeach, and that part become nicer? A part of the Aver is off the Mizbeach, and that Aver cannot become nicer. Ella, answers the Gemara, because Kezayis Echad Kamayri, Amish is only speaking about one Kezayis, v'shnei Zeisim Loi Kamayri. It's either Pigel or nicer. The same Kezayis can't be both. Ask the Gemara, is that true? That our Mishnah is only focused on one Kezayis? V'ktani Yom Kippurim. We learned, Rameya taught us, that if it was Yom Kippur, he could be chayv more chatos. Of Yom Kippurim, the sheer achila of Yom Kippur is not the sheer kezayis like it is in all other halachic areas, but it's a kesevis. The kesevis and the definition of a kesevis, because on Yom Kippur, why is the sheer kesevis? Because Yom Kippur, it depends on your sivri data, on what satiates and satisfies a person, and a kesevis is the sheer that Chazal say that accomplishes that. The kesevis, let's put shnei zaysim. So obviously, our Mishnah is speaking about two kezaysim. Amr of Zeir, Sir of Zeir says, our Mishnah is speaking about a case, kegon she'ochel kolya b'chelupa. He ate the kidney and the attached chelif. So since it was the kidney and the chelif, he would have, it's the kidney and the chelif, so he's chayiv for chelif and all the Isurim that come along with the Chalif, and by having the kidney along with it, he's also Chai for Yom Kippur. But if we wanted to have a Chia for Pigel, it would have to be a different Kezayis, and our Mishnah is speaking about a case where we only have the Chalif and the kidney attached to it. So obviously Rashi asked the question that if we're speaking about a case where you have the kidney and the Chalif, so why can't we have one of these parts is nicer, one of these kezayisim is nicer, and the other kezayis is pigel? So why doesn't the Gemara say that if that's the case of our Mishnah? So Rashi explains, if that were the way we were to understand the Mishnah, then the kidney, which is usur because of nicer, would have nothing to do with the kezayis of chelif, which would have the other asurim. The Mishnah, by saying that there's one single act of eating, seems to teach us that all of the asurim are on this one kezayis of chelif. And therefore, Rashi says, the Gemara didn't want to say it's talking about the part of this kidney and chelif is, the chelif is nicer and the kidney is pigel. Rapapa says, yes, our Mishnah is talking about that he ate two kezayisim. It must be speaking about eating two kezayisim, because if you only ate one kezayis, you wouldn't be chayiv in Yom Kippur. But the second kezayis of our Mishnah is not meat. The second kezayis of our Mishnah is k'mayim d'mali b'tanrei, is fruit, it's a date. And therefore, there is no pigel on fruit. Rav Adi Bar Acha explained to Mefarshim recognized that these terutzim are difficult terutzim. And he says, indeed, our Mishnah shouldn't be understood to say there are four katars. There are actually chamish katars. There are five katars. And he's going to explain that, indeed, the person, besides eating kazayis chaylev, also ate a kazayis a pigel. He didn't want to agree to these difficult terutzim. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, v'nisne shesh katars. So we could mention another chatas. V'nitma k'gardach kazayis tam. They ate a kazayis tam. And as the Rishonim explain, even though normally the shear of for Achilas Tam is a revius, here the shear is a kazayis, because we're talking that the blood is congealed. And when the blood is congealed, the shear is kazayis, not a revius. Answers the Gemara, Bahada Achila Kamairi, Amish is speaking that it was all eaten in one act of eating, B'shtei Achilas Lo Kamairi, not in two acts of eating, B'shir HaChachamim, then basically, yais mishnei kazeisim, that you can't have in your mouth more than two kazeisim. So it's not possible to have a kazayis of pigel and a kazayis of noiser and a kazayis of dam, because they wouldn't all fit into your mouth. So the Magen Avraham asks a gevaldig kasha. We know that by the Seder, we say, and we either even commemorate this, Hilo ha'yukairith, peser umaratzer umarer, B'yachet for oichlo, he would eat Pesach b'taima shemar shenemar amatzus amarim yechlua. Now that means he ate a kazayis of karm Pesach, a kazayis of matzah, and a kazayis of mor. But how could he have done that if our Mishnah says that the Agamar just said that you can't put more than two kazayis in the mouth at the same time? So the Chasam Sofer answers that eating three kazeisim at the same time is difficult. So on Pesach by night, Hillel wanted to fulfill the mitzvah of kairich, so he forced himself to put three kazeisim into his mouth. But normally, a normal achila, there's no room for more than two kazeisim. The Chasam Sofer gives another teretz, that as we explained, there's a fundamental difference from our perspective, in when we look at Achilas Yom Kippur versus we look at Achilas Mitzvah on Pesach. On Yom Kippur, what is dependent is Meyas Vedate, what causes satiation, causes satisfaction. And a person eating three kazeisim won't be able to get all three kazeisim down anyway. Pesach, it's considered a Maisa Achila. A Maisa Achila could be, indeed, when you even eat just two kazeisim, even when you eat just two kazeisim as well. Maisa Achila is even if you ate three kazeisim. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, Remeya says, that if it was Shabbos, if that Yom Kippur came out on Shabbos, and he carried it out on Shabbos, he's chayiv also for chilul Shabbos. But ask the Gemara, for nisni im hoiksiyoi, if he carried chayiv, my time of the k'tani im hoiksiyoi Shabbos. Why do we have to speak about Shabbos? Even on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to carry. Amarafram, the fact that Remeya had to say that this event took place on Shabbos, isn't this a raya? Zoyis Ameris erev etzol Shabbos. There's an issa to carry on Shabbos. Then Erev Atzol Yom Kippurim, there is no Issa of carrying Yom Kippurim. There's Machlokes Rishonim, how to understand these words, Erev Atzol Shabbos and Erev Atzol Yom Kippurim. Rashi explains that the word Erev here refers to Eruvei Chatzeres. And the reason we have Eruvei Chatzeres is because we're not allowed to carry. And the Gemara is saying, Erev Atzol Shabbos, on Shabbos we need to have Eruvei Chatzeres because we may not carry on Shabbos. Then Erev Atzol Yom Kippurim, on Yom Kippur we don't have to have an Eruv HaChatzeres, because on Yom Kippur we may carry. Tosfos has a different explanation. Tosfos says Eruv here means mixed together. And that what the Gemara means to say is, Erev Atzol LeShabbos, the Melacha of carrying is mixed together with all the other Melachas. When we speak about Shabbos, V'ein erev etzal yom kippurim, but the malach of carrying is not mixed together when we speak about all the other malachas on Yom Kippur, because carrying, Rafam is suggesting, is not also on Yom Kippur. And of course the question is, if Yom Kippur is Shabbos Shabboson, why would it be different regarding carrying? So the Mefarshim explain, because as the Gemara says at the beginning of the Masechet Shabbos, carrying is a malacha geruah, it's a difficult malacha to explain, and therefore on Yom Kippur, which doesn't have the same din as Shabbos, Yom Kippur, even if one did malacha on Yom Kippur with Edom and Asra, as we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, he's only chayif karis. Shabbos, if somebody's mechal Shabbos with Edom and Asra, he's chayif skila. Therefore, since Yom Kippur has this leniency, we could suggest that it also has a leniency that there is no iser of carrying. In fact, the Mefarshim point out, the Zman Hazeh, nowadays that we don't give Misa, where's the difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur? So they say, a very interesting nafkamina. On Shabbos, since the Mechal Shabbos carries with it a chi of Misa's Bezdin, even though Bezdin doesn't give out Misa B'Zman HaZeh, we apply the concept of Kimlei B'Rabbanei. But Yom Kippur, which only carries with it an Issa Kares, by an Issa Kares we don't say Kimlei B'Rabbanei. Mamai, says the Gemara, why are we saying that our Mishnah is a Raya, that there's no Issa to carry on Yom Kippur? Demayesh Erev Etzal Yom Kippur. It is indeed us to carry Yom Kippur. It's not to say that you're not going to be chayiv for carrying Yom Kippur. It means to say that you'll be chayiv for both. So our Mishnah is not a raya to Rafam Bar Papa's point. It says the Gemara Itna to Rafam, if we learned what Rafam said, Ahaldo Itna. The pasuk says the Tanya, the Shalf Biad Ish Iti. We know that in Yom Kippur there was a Sor La'Azazel, and the Sor La'Azazel had to be sent out with a designated person. Ish, lachsha zazor. That person need not be a kohen. Iti, a filu b'tuma. Even if the person is tamei, the filu b'shabbos. And even if it's on Shabbos, the halacha is to, he could carry it out. Iti b'mezumen. But it has to be a person who was appointed for this position from before Shabbos, from before Yom Kippur. But Ptani, Iti, I feel b'Shabbos, that it's allowed to be carried out on Shabbos. Zoy Amar Rafam. So we need a limit for Shabbos, but we obviously don't need a limit for Yom Kippur. Says Rafram, Zoy Samaris, isn't this a raya? The Erev Etzol is Shabbos. Carrying is an Isra on Shabbos. Then Erev Etzol Yom Kippurim, but it's not an Isra on Yom Kippur. And therefore, only when Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos does the Pasuk have to teach us that the person may carry out the Sol HaZazel, not when it comes out on Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara Mai, Shani Serem Shtolech, the Tchsher Yom Kippur Mikach. All Avoidus that involve Chil Yom Kippur may be done on Yom Kippur. And they're not considered a problem, because that's what the Torah is teaching us. But maybe we would think that that is only the case when Yom Kippur is on a weekday. How do we know that it's even on that halacha applies even on Shabbos? That's why we need the pasuk, but not to say that carrying is permitted on Yom Kippur. Ella says the Gemara, obviously, what Rafram said, that it's not us to carry Yom Kippur, Barusuhi is incorrect, and one may not carry Yom Kippur either. Says the Gemara Mishnah, Yesh bo bia achas, somebody can have one act of bia, the chayv of shesh chatos, and it'll be chayv six chatos. Ketzer, haba bitoi, if somebody has relations with his daughter, chayv lo mishabitoi. So it's obviously also to have relations with your daughter. And this girl could be his sister as well. Eishes Ochiv, his brother's wife. Eishes Achi Aviv, his father's brother's wife. Eishes Ish, she could be an Eishes Ish, and she could be a Nida. What happened, explained the Rishonim, is that we have a person who, let's say we'll call him Reuven, had a relationship with his mother, from which a daughter, Dina, was born. Dina married Reuven's paternal half-brother, let's say his name is Shimon. Shimon and Dinah are not siblings. They don't have not the same father nor the same mother. After Shimon died, Dinah married Reuven's father's brother, Asaph, and then Reuven had a relationship with Dinah when she was Anida. And that's how you have all of these Isurim, and there could be, therefore, all these various Karban Chatas. Ask the Gemara, for Lesley Remeya, Issachal Alisser. Remeya doesn't subscribe to the concept of Issachal Alisser. So how could all of these Isurim come on the same woman, one after another? Answers the Gemara, Ned Issachal Alisser Lesley. Indeed, Remeya doesn't subscribe to the concept of Issachal Alisser. Issa Maisav Issachailu. However, if it's an Issa Maisav or Issachailu, as we discussed earlier, Islay. And as the Mepharshim also point out, Reb Meir certainly holds that if it's an Issa Babas Achas, then certainly he holds of Issachal Alisser, if the two Isurim come simultaneously. So explains the Gemara how that would help us understand our Mishnah. Our Mishnah refers to a case, Kigan Shabai Al Imai Vahil Bas. Somebody had relations with his mother and they had a daughter. This Bitai Vachoisai, so the Isser of Bitai Vachoisai, Ba'adi Adadi Kasi, come at the exact same time. Nisus Lachif, when this girl married his brother, Migadi Taisus Isl Gaba Achim. So now all the other brothers of this brother who married her, and as we learned in the Mishnah, it was not a paternal brother, it was a maternal brother. So when Shimon, who identified in the Mishnah, Shimon, who's not a sibling with Dinah at all, married her, so not only she became usher to all of Shimon's brothers, because they're their brother's wife. So whenever we have a situation that the Isser affects more people, we have a situation of an Isser Maisif. So since we have now an Isser Maisif, it applies to Dina Ruvain relationship as well. Niga de Tyson Isser Gaba Achen, since now Shimon's brothers become also to Dina, because of the Isser of Ashes Ach, Itoisif Isur Gab of the day, so this becomes an Isser Maisif to him as well. And Tosis makes a very interesting point. Dina is obviously a Mamzeris, because she's the daughter of a son-mother relationship, which certainly would render her a Mamzeris. So wasn't Dina already Usur to Shimon's brothers because she's a Mamzeris? So Tosfos explains, and must be referring to a situation where Shimon's brothers are also Mamzerim, and a Mamzer may marry a Mamzeris, so that Dina was not us to them till now. Nisus Lachi Aviv, then Shimon died, and she married Esav, the brother of Reuven's father's Yaakov. Since at that point she becomes Usur to the other brothers of Esav and Yaakov, again because of the Isser of Ashes Ach, so again we have a situation of Isser Maisif. Again, Nisus Lachi Aviv, when Dina marries Esav, Reuven's father's Yaakov's brother, Migdi itoisu isur gab shar achi aviv itoisu isur gab b'day. And now that she's a married woman, havalei eshes ish, when she becomes a married woman, migdi itoisu isur gab alma. Now she marries someone else. Esav dies, divorces her, and she marries a regular person from the street. So now she's an eshes ish. An eshes ish can't be married. No one's allowed to have relations with an eshes ish. So once she's an eshes ish, itoisu isur namu gab b'day. And if she's a nida, migad the taisa is sur lagab bala, because even her husband can't live with his wife when she's a nida. So Tarsul Gabi Dador, it become we have an Isser Maisif, we have an Isser Kailo even on her for the rest of the world. And that's how all these six Isurim could be effective, even if we hold Ein Isser Chalalis. Continues the Mishnah. Haba Bas Bitoi, if someone has relations with his daughter's daughter, Chayvala, he could be Chayv again numerous Karm Chattas, he could be Chayv Mishun Bas Bita, the Kalosa, it could be his daughter's daughter, his daughter-in-law, the Chayz Ishtai, his wife's sister, Veishis Achiv, his brother's wife, Veishis Achi Aviv, his father's brother's wife, Veishis Ish, and also can be considered an Eishis Ish, she could be an Eishis Ish and a Nida. And she could have all of these Isura. Why? What happened was, a man, Yaakov, had a daughter, Dina, who had a daughter named Sarah. If Yaakov has relations with his granddaughter, Sarah, so we have a situation of Bas Pita. Now, if Yaakov's granddaughter, Sarah, married Yaakov's son, Reuven, so besides Sarah being also to Yaakov as his granddaughter, she's now also his daughter-in-law. And of course, this is a situation of Issamaisis, because she's now also to all of Reuven's brothers. Now, if Yaakov, now we continue, Yaakov was married to the half-sister of his granddaughter Sarah. So now, when he has relations with her, she's a Chayz Ishtar. She's an Eishes Achiv, since she was married to Yaakov's son Reuven, and Reuven died, she then married Yaakov's brother Esav, and therefore we have a situation of Eishes Achi Aviv, and if she's now a married woman, there's an Isser of Eishes Ish and Nida. Rav Yosef Omer, if Avar Zokin V'Nasa, if her great-grandfather married her, if Yaakov's father Yitzchak married this woman, Sarah, Chayvala Mishim Eishes Av, that he's going to be Chayiv also because of the Isser of marrying his father's wife. The Kedah Bar Bas Ishtai, similarly, we could have all of these numerous Isurim if somebody had relations with his wife's daughter, or a Bas Pitoi, or with his daughter's daughter. Ask the Gemara, Ptani, we learned just now that Rav Yossi added in our Mishnah that if the great-grandfather married her, then the grandfather is also usur for having relations with his father's wife. But ask the Gemara, our Mishnah speaking about legitimate marriages. How could a great-grandfather marry this woman? Once she was married to his brother, there's an Isser of Eishes Ach. So the marriage would be an invalid marriage. So why is there an Isser here once he marries her? Answers the Gemara, his brother died without children, and since the brother died without children, he was allowed to marry her. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi my other. So why does Yossi use the wording that he did something wrong? He didn't do anything wrong if he was supposed to marry her in Yibum. Answers the Gemara, Amar of Yaakov, so other Mishim Kalas Bitishniya. There is an Issad Rabbanon involved here, because with Rabbanon, one is not allowed to marry one's son's daughter-in-law. And this woman was at one point his son's daughter-in-law, Titania, Kalosoi Erva. One's own daughter-in-law is an Erva deraisa. Kalos Bitoi, the daughter-in-law, Kalos Benoi, the daughter-in-law of his son, is a derabon, a shnia. The Kenat Temoitzi, similarly we find the Ben Benoi, a grandson's daughter-in-law, or Ben Benoi, a great-grandson's daughter-in-law, outside Kaladiris, are not Osim the Raisa, but Osim the Rabbon. Ask the Gemara, but obviously Rav Yossi is holding in our Mishnah Issachal al Isser. And that's why these further Yisurim could be Chal. Ask the Marmi Yisrael Rav Yossi Issachal al Isser. Does Rav Yossi subscribe to that concept? But tonight, over Aveir, we're going to learn the Mishnah of Aveir Shir Shtei Mises. If somebody did an Aveir which carries with it two Chiv Mises Bezdin, Nindim Chamura. So the Tanakam says we give out the most serious Misa. Rav Yossi Omer, Nidim Zikr Rishon Shabbalah. We give him the first, according to the first Isser that came. According to Rav Yossi, the first Isser is Chal, and the second Isser is never Chal. But Tanya, and the Bryce explains, Ketzer Omer Rav Yossi, what Rav Yossi means Nidim Zikr Rishon. If you have a situation where a woman is Chamoisoy, his mother-in-law, let's say, was a widow when he married her daughter, and then his mother-in-law became an Ishish. Nidim v'chamoisoi. So since when she became Asa to him, she was only Asa as a mother-in-law, so we give the more serious Einish of a mother-in-law that carries with it an Einish of Sreifa, not the Einish of an Ishish, which carries with it the punishment of Chenek, which is a lighter punishment. But if on the other hand, if we have a woman, says Rabbi Yossi, who was an Eishes Ish, and then Nasis Chamoisoi, Nidim Eishes Ish, and if the son-in-law will have relations with her, he'll only be Chayiv Chenik, and not Sreifa. So we see Rabbi Yossi does not hold of Issachal Isser. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi seems to be holding of Isser Chal Al Isser, because he says that the further Yisurim are Chal, answers the Gemara, Amr Vavua, Maid Rav Yossi Bissa Maisav. As we've been learning, even if you normally hold Ein Issachal Al Isser, by an Issa Maisav, he does hold of Issachal Al Isser. The King, Kiyasa Rav and Amr Rav Yochanan, Maid Rav Yossi Bissa Maisav, that we say Issachal Al Isser. Ask the Gemara, but my Issa Maisav Ikka Hacha, what Issa Maisav is there when somebody marrying a great granddaughter, the woman becomes forbidden as the father's wife, but she was already usher from before, answers the Gemara, Dika bra lisura, this great grandfather had other sons, and Migadi Tos Lisura Gabbre, once the great grandfather marries this woman, so his children may not marry her, it's Ashes Aviv, it's the wife of their father, and once there's an Issur, that falls into the category Itosef Yisrael Gab today. Once that son, the sons of this great grandfather, become usher, so once we have such a situation, we have a situation of a samaisif that everybody agrees is sechal alisa.